Hello, welcome to Tay to Z, where we chat about every Taylor Swift song in alphabetical order. I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab, and we will be your hosts on this journey. In our last episode, we talked about The Great War from Midnight's 3 a.m. edition.
And today, we are discussing the song The Joker and the Queen from Ed Sheeran's album Equals. So, we had originally forgotten about the Joker and the Queen in our lineup, and we were about to move right on to the lakes.
Yes, we were.
And we had a listener on Instagram say, hey, you guys gonna talk about the Joker and the Queen? And we're like, oh yeah.
It does fit into our criteria.
It certainly does, because Taylor wrote her verse for the single that came out later after the first version of the Joker and the Queen that she was on.
And she sings on it.
She does. She does both of those things. So, what we're going to do is we're just going to play our Joker and the Queen bonus episode that we had on Patreon and just give it to all of y'all for this, because we've already talked about it. And I think that some of our insights were pretty funny.
Yeah.
But do you know that this was back from a while ago? We recorded this a while ago.
Yeah, I think in 2022.
Yeah.
So there might be a couple references that are slightly outdated.
A little dated.
But all the content and responses to the song are current.
Indeed. Indeed, because I still feel the same way that I felt about it then.
Yes.
I love this song.
Yes.
So please enjoy.
Enjoy.
The Joker and the Queen was originally the sixth track on Ed Sheeran's newest album, Equals. He then released this version as a single.
Is it Equals or Equal?
Equals.
Oh, I didn't know that. Equals was released on October 29th, 2021, and this single was released on February 11th, 2022. This song was written by Ed Taylor, Johnny McDade, Fred Gibson, and Sam Roman.
Our guys.
We don't know them.
Don't know them.
Not ours. I'm sure they're good songwriters.
But they wrote a good song. So. An accompanying music video was released on February 11th, 2022, and it stars Ava Ames and Jack Lewis, who, if you didn't know, played the two kids in their music video of Everything Has Changed.
So cool.
A bajillion years later, and now they're in their 20s, and they got them back for this music video. So how cool is that?
Yeah, from Taylor and Ed's first collab to their fourth.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
So, Devin,
What
do you think about The Joker and the Queen?
I love this song. Mm. It definitely took a couple of listens to get into it, because on the Equals album, there are so many bops and like awesome songs, including Shivers and Collide and my personal favorite, Love in Slow Motion.
Oh, such a good song.
And you'll notice I didn't say Bad Habits, because Bad Habits, I think, has been overplayed. And it's
such a good song.
Yeah, it's really good, and it's like, it slaps, but like, it's overplayed.
Well, that's only if you listen to the places it's overplayed, so not for me.
That's true. That's true. This song is beautiful and haunting, and I love him comparing a relationship to a game of cards.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. Like, love is a game sometimes, and relationships are a game sometimes, and
holding your cards, holding your cards,
holding them close, and having a poker face at some times, and
endless metaphors,
and then of course the metaphor of him being the Joker and her being the Queen, and then there are kings as well, and I like it a lot. So he made this song for his Equals album, and then he was like, you know what, I think I'm gonna up the ante. No pun intended. Card joke there. Up the ante. And pull in Taylor Swift to do a little remix of this song and just up it. She adds a lot to this track and includes a different set of lyrics for her verse.
Yes.
I believe she wrote the lyrics for her verse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I love the simplicity of this song, and yet the melody goes places you do not expect it to. Ed starts off in his lower register with like this beautiful melody, and it's seconded by the piano when in that first verse. Na 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 na.
So pretty.
Na 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 na. It's just so simple and pretty, and then he pops up into his higher register. Lannister, which I love. I love his falsetto, and it gives it this more vulnerable sound. And when he sings the "When I fold, you see the best in me,"
beautiful.
And just how that line goes, "When I fold, you see the best in me." Mm. It's just it's so. So pretty. The fact that he sees himself as the Joker implies that he might not think incredibly highly of himself. Mm-hmm. The title of Joker can mean a few things. It can mean that he thinks he's funny, or it could mean that he thinks he's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the mood of this song, I feel like it's the latter. Mm-hmm. I feel like he feels like he has a lot of shortcomings, and like, how on earth did he ever get so lucky to be with this person?
Mm-hmm.
And this person sees him through all of the bad and all of his shortcomings and still loves him. And he apparently thinks that she could have the pick of the litter, anybody else. There's so many people out there that could give you so much more than me, but you chose me.
Yeah.
And that's really, really beautiful. And then Taylor's verse is really beautiful too, and adds a new perspective to the song that isn't on the original album.
Mm-hmm.
That I really like. It seems like this was always meant to be a duet.
Yeah, it does feel like that.
Even though, and this is my hot take here, even though I think that his second verse in the original is better than her verse.
Whoa, that is a hot take.
Hot take.
Wow.
And actually, my favorite line is actually from the original.
Oh.
That aside, she sounds freaking amazing. She gives, a little bit more production in her verse, and then she's got some background vocals. Mm-hmm. And then I love that guitar picking that starts in the second verse.
Yeah, you're a big guitar picking fan.
Love a guitar pick. And then the strings that come in and the little instrumental part before the final chorus, mm-hmm. where the strings really shine. It's just a beautifully produced song. And it flows so beautifully, and it's a waltz, and so you could technically dance to it.
Yeah.
You know, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And I'm sure that probably next year on Dancing with the Stars, someone will dance to this song.
Oh, I hope so.
I think it's beautiful, and another amazing collab between these two.
Mm-hmm.
So, Gab, what do you think of The Joker and the Queen?
I also think this is a really beautiful song, a beautiful love song. It's simple and short, but it's so well written, and I love the card game love metaphors as well. So I think Taylor's verse in the song adds so much. Mm. And it like gives it just this other layer. And I like the song. And I feel like though it's more like him like kind of writing a letter on the album. Whereas this song, you can see like the back and forth and you feel the love more when they sing together.
Mm-hmm.
It tells the story a little bit more. And maybe that's because we saw a visual of the story.
Mm-hmm.
That it just made me think that. But I just like really love how they sound singing together. Yeah. I think it's just so lovely. I love an Ed and Taylor collab.
Their voices sound so good together.
Yeah. And like before you and I started dating, like I knew Ed as like someone who collaborated with Taylor, but like I never really listened to much of his stuff other than that what was like big on the radio, mm-hmm. which obviously like everyone knows. But like I've become like kind of an Ed Sheeran fan in this time.
I would hope so.
But yeah, like I think this is a really beautiful album. I've been listening to a lot of his albums, and I like when they both collaborate, because they're so talented.
Yeah.
They're great lyricists. They also have such vision of songs.
And they seem like kindred spirits.
Yeah.
They're such good friends.
Yeah. I love that. So I also really find it fascinating that Ed, in his writing, considers the love interest in the song the Queen, and then says, "I know you could fall for 1,000 kings," but he's still hoping that she chooses him, the mm-hmm. Joker.
Yeah.
Even if he sees himself as the Joker to his queen, he's probably her king.
Yeah.
And so I feel like it's kind of a lesson in like being your true self with someone and wanting them to love you for who you are.
Yeah.
And that he might see himself as the Joker, and it might be some insecurities or a little self-deprecating. But as she reciprocates, she's loving him for who he is, yeah. as the Joker. And to him, he's her king.
Yeah.
And I think that that's like such an important, like kind of cool thing. Like the way the song is set up is as if there's like this power imbalance, the Joker and the Queen, like mm-hmm. she's miles above him. But that's not really how it works. Like
right.
if people are right for each other, they see each other as equals in that way.
Right. As equals.
Oh, Wow. That's amazing. Wow. So I really like the song. I think it's really pretty.
Yeah.
As Devin mentioned earlier, the music video is almost a sequel to the Everything Has Changed music video, starring the two children from that video as they are grown up and going off to college. The music video was directed by Emil Nava, who has done many previous Ed Sheeran music videos. Devin, what do you think about this music video?
It's okay. It's a cute music video. Mm-hmm. I think it was really cool for them to bring back those two actors. I think that's a very cute touch.
Yeah, all these years
later. And I really wonder if Ed Sheeran was going to make this music video knowing that he wanted those two for it, or if that just was like an idea somebody threw out to him while they were like, you know, trying to figure out what they wanted to do for the music video, or if he always had the two of them in mind for it. Like, I want to know the story behind it and like why and how they got them back.
Yeah.
I just don't really think much happens in the video. I mean, yeah, they go off to college and they're going about their day-to-day lives at college, and then they end up at parties, separate parties, and they both look like they're having a terrible time. Mm-hmm. I will say she's freaking lucky for getting a single room her freshman year of college.
Yeah, that is
like,
not
are
likely.
You kidding me?
No roommate? What?
Are you kidding me? Singles? Are you kidding me?
Well, maybe she didn't. We just didn't see the other side of the room.
Maybe, but it looked like one bunk to me.
Yeah.
And one desk.
Yeah, not a common thing.
Not common. Those of you who are going off to college, don't get your hopes up.
I was in a triple.
A forced triple.
Forced triple. It was supposed to be a double, and it was a triple. But it worked out well, and I'm still friends with the other two.
Yeah, you got paid.
Well, the school paid us to be in a forced triple, but I was on the top bunk, and it was not against a wall.
Terrifying.
And it was terrifying.
So that isn't all that I got out of this music video. I think that it doesn't really portray the song. I think that the song is telling a different story than the music video is. And I know that, like, music videos are a way to tell some story that you want to tell with a song, you know? But I really like music videos where, like, what is happening in the music video is what's happening in the song.
Yeah, like
or at least somewhat like it. Because for me, I feel like a music video to this song would be the two of them together through the whole music video. Or, you know, of shots of them doing things where maybe he thinks that he's not worth her time. Him actually actively seeing her talking to other people and feeling insecure about himself. I do think, though, that it portrays the two of them feeling lonely in spaces when they're not together and that they miss each other very much. I absolutely get that from the music video. And also that it seems like they might be worried about the other person at college away from each other. Because that's like long distance relationships are like that, you know?
It's
like there's always that little voice in your head that's like, what if, you know, especially in college when so much is happening.
So much new. Yeah.
But when I first heard this song, I never thought college.
Yeah, no, me neither.
I thought like he is like, with a person he's been with for a very long time, and he's like, why did you choose me?
Yeah, I feel like he was talking about his wife. That's what it felt like to me.
I think it is him and his wife.
Yeah.
Yes. I think that's the the whole song.
Yeah.
So that also was kind of like interesting for me too. But it's cute, and the cinematography is really cute. I don't really like them lip syncing. The lip syncing is really weird because they're like staring at the camera and lip syncing.
And they're like sad lip syncing.
Yeah. But I do like the cute touches of like the cell phone conversation. That was actually a conversation between Ed and Taylor. There's a couple of other things I'm sure that Gossip Gab will talk about. So what did you think of the music video?
So I think the music video is super sweet. I was very excited when I realized that it was the Everything Has Changed kids in the video, because I love that video. I think it's so cute.
I know, it's so
like the
good.
Kids are so cute, and I'm like, oh my god, 10 years later, this is the coolest thing.
Yeah.
So I think that's like just such a cool touch, and it's just such like a longtime fan base touch too. That like, A, we knew that, like obviously they said it, but like immediately you pick up on it, and like that's just, I don't know. It's just such an interesting thing that I don't think a lot of artists would do.
Yeah.
I love the moment where they're both looking at the photos of them together as kids that are like screenshots from the music video and like missing each other while they're apart. And I think the video really perfectly shows the growing pains of going off to college and trying to find your new identity while becoming an adult while still holding on to your roots.
Yeah.
I think it's a very nostalgic video for me, and it kind of puts me right back in that, like, starting college mindset and desperately wanting your new friends to know you as well as those people who you grew up with. I love how the video mirrors both of their experiences at the same time, and then it plays with, like, the reds and pinks versus the blues and greens and the split screens. I think it's just, like, very pleasing to look at. Yeah, I just think it's a really sweet video. I agree with you that when I heard the song, you know, it definitely made me think of a more mature relationship. Mm-hmm. But then when I watched the video, though I don't think it like exactly chronicles the narrative of the song, if you think of them as not just like this like great romantic relationship, but also a friendship, mm-hmm. I feel like it kind of works. Like she's the queen, he's the Joker, and that's like their archetypes, mm-hmm. and that they're missing each other, but like it might not be romantic. It might just be that they're friends. And they understand each other,
sure. Yeah.
Which I think is an interesting way to view it as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really like the music video and really connect to it, but I agree that it doesn't feel exactly like the song. But that's like the same thing with Everything Has Changed, too. Yeah. You know, that's a mature love song.
Yeah.
So I think it's really cool. Devin, do you relate to this song?
It's super relatable for sure. I have absolutely felt inadequate in my life and in relationships in the past. But I will say that I have never thought someone deserves better than me. Mm. I have always had a very strong sense of self. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm a catch.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always known I'm a catch.
Yeah.
And so I am partly a joker because mm-hmm. I'm a goofball. But I don't think of myself as a joke. Mm-hmm. I think of myself as an entertainer / goofy guy who is also a king.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So I relate to the line, though, when I fold, you see the best in me.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is what a true relationship should be like. Even at your worst or at, like, you know, when you have your pitfalls and you are feeling really down and whatever, you want your person to be able to help you through that and see you for all of your good as mm-hmm. well. And to know that, like, just because you're having a hard time doesn't mean that, like, you're any worse because of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, this song is super relatable in that way, too.
That's really beautiful. I like that.
How do you relate to the song?
So I went a different way, and I related to the music video.
Oh, okay.
Because I only really knew the song as the single and not really the song before the single.
Right.
I took it, like, with the music video.
Mm-hmm.
So I totally relate to the feeling of being homesick and lonely in college while trying to find your place and your friends. I think it's something that, like, every new student probably experiences. Yeah. I absolutely did. In the video, they show the party scene where neither character really feels like they fit in. And everyone else looks like they're having so much fun.
Yeah.
And, like, I can tell you all for certain that almost every college freshman feels that discomfort and, like, they don't fit in. Some are just better at hiding it than
for
others.
For sure.
Like, everyone at that party feels that way, at least the new students.
Yep.
I think, like, pretty much anyone I know has been at a party with new people for the first time and has felt awkward.
So awkward.
Like, that's just what it is.
I mean, I still feel that way going to parties sometimes.
Yeah, it always depends on the people.
Yeah.
Like, there are certain people you know well, and then there's some new people, and then it's just a yeah. weird thing, you know?
And college is the hardest because you typically don't know anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So that's just, like, it's super normal to feel that way, and I think the video captures that feeling really well, but I also think it doesn't necessarily make the person an outcast, because I think everyone feels that way. And I think anyone who feels like they're on the outside or awkward or like, oh my god, everyone else is having fun and I'm not, should take a moment and realize everyone feels that way.
Yeah.
I think that's like a really freeing thing to be like, okay, I'm not the only one who thinks I'm a weirdo who no one understands.
For sure.
It's a very common thing. So I relate to that. But it also brought up some of my, I have a couple little nitpicks with Mr. Ed Sheeran.
Oh!
From that song that you played for me where he's like, I don't think I fit in at this party.
Oh yeah, with Justin Bieber.
Everyone has so much to say.
Yep.
Great song. I love that song. But I'm also like, Ed Sheeran, like, you have this narrative of yourself where you're, like, this weirdo outcast who doesn't fit in at the party. And that might have been, like, how he felt growing up.
Yeah.
But you're Ed Sheeran. Like, you're one of the biggest pop stars in the world.
Yeah.
Like, one of the most streamed artists in the world. Like, you fit in.
But he has this narrative
yeah. of himself where he doesn't feel
he
like
doesn't,
he does.
He probably doesn't feel that way.
And it's so interesting how And I think Taylor has said stuff like this before. The hurts of your childhood are very long lasting. Like if he had a tough childhood or adolescence where he kind of felt like he didn't fit in, or like he wanted to go out and be a, you know, a musician, and maybe that's not what the people from his town were like. And like, so those kind of feelings don't necessarily leave you. And even though he's a huge pop star and he's in these circles that are now big and famous, maybe he still feels imposter syndrome, you know?
Yeah.
I just think it's very interesting, this narrative that he has. And I wonder if he truly believes it, or if it's like some way he used to feel or not, you know?
Yeah.
Ed, I want you to feel super confident because you're very talented.
Super talented and like some of the best music I've ever listened to.
And I think you have to know that. If you're that talented, you know.
Yeah. Right? You have to know.
Yeah. Just interesting. Made me think of that song. And then made me realize, like, I've learned so much about Ed Sheeran in the last couple of years, which is pretty cool.
Who knew?
I'm a fan. What do they call them? Sheeries?
An Ed Sheer stan?
No, they don't, do they? No. I like that. Let us know, guys.
Well, now we get to the segment of... Gossip.
Shortly after Equals was released, Ed confirmed that a remix of the song featuring an American singer had been recorded and was set to be released in January 2022.
Uh-huh.
Taylor then began hinting that she was the featured artist in the song, using several Easter eggs, such as in the I Bet You Think About Me music video, where she carves the Equals sign on the wedding cake.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Blake Lively, the director of the video, promoting it with the Joker emoji on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor also released playing cards in promotion of Red Taylor's version, which was kind of random.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ed also had some major Easter eggs in his Overpass Graffiti music video. Taylor's name can be seen in a newspaper column in that music video, as well as on a leather jacket that he wears at the end that also has the Joker and the Queen print on the back. The art for this single was also released before Taylor was confirmed to be on the song. It was released on Instagram by Ed.
Right.
And the Queen in the art very much resembled our favorite Blondie.
Ooh!
So we were all like, it's Taylor Ed, just tell us, it's Taylor.
It is, it's obviously Taylor Ed.
And they had just collaborated on Run, on Taylor's version, so we knew that they were creatively working together.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a pretty exciting time. In the Joker and the Queen music video, the text exchange that we see between the characters is an actual text exchange between Ed and Taylor from years earlier, with the character's name substituted in. The original text reads, "Go to sleep, I'll talk to you soon." Then, "In a bizzle swizzle," then, "Like you said, Ed," "That's okay, Tay." "You'd think for multi-platinum lyricists, we do better." And it's just really cute. Very charming text exchange.
Yeah.
You see their friendship, goofiness. I like it. Another Easter egg is in Ava's dorm room, which Devin has mentioned was a single, lucky girl. We see the hat from the Red Taylor's version cover, as well as the All Too Well red merch scarf hanging on her chair. Also, when Ava's doodling in her notebook, she's doodling the number 13 all over it with hearts. When the single dropped, Ed tweeted, "Me and Taylor first met, wrote, and recorded our first song together in 2012, 10 years ago now. I'm so, so honored to have her on this song. Not only is she the best singer-songwriter in the world, but she's also a very close friend. I'm very lucky to have her in my life."
Wow.
Just so sweet.
Love it.
And, like, there had been times where, based on who Ed might have been friends with or collaborating with, people were like, "Oh, I don't know, he doesn't support Taylor anymore." But this just shows that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
They can be in the same industry and they can collaborate with people who maybe the other isn't close with and still be close friends and have each other's backs and be collaborators. And I think that's a really important lesson and really special.
Oh, I love their friendship.
Yeah, they're just kindred spirits, I feel like. Devin,
uh-huh.
What's your favorite line that you hinted at from the original version?
Yeah, so I don't know if this counts because it's in the original version that doesn't have Taylor in it.
It counts.
But in his second verse, he says, "With a single word and a gentle touch, you turned a moment into forever."
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I should have looked at the original.
That is so really good. That was our relationship at the very beginning. You know, it feels like there was just like a moment that happened, and then that moment turned into forever.
Yeah.
You know?
That's so special.
Isn't that so beautiful?
Yeah, that's really beautiful.
So good. How about you? What is your favorite lyric?
My favorite lyric is the one you mentioned earlier. When I fold, you see the best in me.
Mm.
I think that's just so special. That's love. Like, you show all the cards, show all yourself, your most vulnerable, true self, and that someone can see the best in you no matter where you are.
Well, when you fold, it's when you give up.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But no, but, or like, you show your cards.
No, if you fold, you're out. It's a bad thing. Yeah.
Okay, but still, when you fold, so when you give up or you lose,
yeah,
they still see the best in
you. Yes, there you go.
The card metaphor has got me again. Not so good at cards. I still think it's a beautiful line.
No one to hold up, no one to fold them.
No one to hold them. Yeah, I think that's just so special.
Yeah.
Someone seeing the best in you no matter what.
For sure.
Okay, Devin, from 1 to 10 cards you keep close.
Oh.
What do you give the Joker and the Queen?
I'm going to give it 8.
Ooh.
8 cards you keep close.
Ooh, crazy 8.
Crazy 8. It's beautiful, it's stunning, it's incredible. I only listen to it, though, in particular moods.
Mm.
So I have to be in the mood to listen to this one.
Mm.
Like today. Today I was definitely in that mood.
Yeah, for sure.
And it was raining, and
yeah, it's a mood
song. I felt kind of crappy all day, and so I was listening to a lot of like moody music, and this one's totally there.
Yeah.
Typically, like, Love in Slow Motion and Shivers and Collide are, like, my jam all day.
Mm.
So I'll give it 8. 8 cards you keep close. Gab, on a scale of 1 to 10 cards you keep close, what do you give the song?
We've been pretty aligned recently. I also give it 8 cards you keep close. I just think it's a really beautiful, simple song. It's soothing. It's lovely. It's a love song. I like it. I'm going to listen to it more often than
that.
So, yeah. Listen along with us. Check us out on Instagram at @TayToZPodcast and give us all your thoughts. Is this your favorite Ed Sheeran collab?
Oh my goodness.
Is it not?
He's certainly done a lot of collabs. If we look at his number 6 album too, where he did like all of the collabs.
Oh, I meant with Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Not in general. He does have a lot of collabs. It is a Taylor Swift podcast.
So sorry. Fair enough.
Oh, that's funny. Do you like all the card game imagery and how it comes up in other Taylor songs?
What do you think of the music video? Isn't it so good?
And so cute.
So cute.
Let us know all your thoughts.
Yes, and thank you as always to all of our listeners. Y'all are the absolute best. Thank you so much for following along. Well, next episode, we will finally get to The Lakes from Folklore.
Come hang with us.
I'm Devin.
And I'm Gab.
This has been Tay to Z.
Thanks for listening. See you next time.